This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. In a major employment and welfare push, the BJP-led West Bengal government today presented its first full budget 2026-27, focusing on social welfare, infrastructure development and employment, and also announced a slew of women-centric schemes. Presenting the budget, Finance Minister Swapan Dasgupta announced the recruitment of 1 lakh vacant posts across various state government in the state departments. 33% of these new positions will be reserved for women. We have a detailed report from our Kolkata correspondent.
The government proposed a 20% hike in DNS allowance for government and semi-government employees, teachers and teaching staff. Pensioners will also benefit from this increase, which will take effect from 1st October. Presenting a deficit budget of 6,070 crore, Finance Minister Swapan Dasgupta called it a roadmap for building a developed Bengal. He also revealed that the state's debt now stands at over 8 lakh crore rupees, making financial discipline a major challenge. The budget includes recruitment for 1 lakh vacant posts, 20,000 in the police force, and 50,000 teachers. 33% of these jobs will be reserved for women, with an additional 10% reserved for Agniveers. Key allocations include rupees 36,000 crore for the Annapurna Yojana, over rupees 8,500 crore for agriculture, rupees 8,000 crore for food and supplies, rupees 7,000 crore for higher education, and nearly rupees 18,000 crore for home and hill affairs. The government also announced salary hikes for para teachers, civic volunteers, and village police. Anganwadi and Asha workers will receive an additional rupees 5,000 monthly honorarium, while midday meal cooks will get rupees 1,000 more. Further measures include setting up a tea board for workers' welfare, Ayushman Bharat health cards for migrant laborers, and the One Nation One Ration scheme. In his speech, the finance minister pledged to build a corruption-free administration, promising citizens services that are simpler, more transparent and accountable. Sandeepan Dasgupta, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
The BRICS National Security Advisors meeting is underway in New Delhi. The two-day meeting, chaired by National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, brings together security chiefs from the bloc's 11 member countries. These include India, Brazil, China, Egypt, Ethiopia, Indonesia, Iran, Russia, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, and the UAE. The meeting will focus on the theme Non-Traditional Security Challenges Confronting the World Today, with discussions centered on the rapidly evolving nature of national security threats and the role of new technologies in emerging security risks. The External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar arrived in Mongolia on a two-day visit to further advance the special partnership between the two countries. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar shared this information and said he is looking forward to fruitful engagements. During the visit, the External Affairs Minister will meet with the Mongolian leadership and hold discussions with his counterpart, Foreign Minister B.E. Batsetseg. On the second leg of his visit, the External Affairs Minister will visit South Korea on Wednesday and Thursday. United Kingdom Prime Minister Keir Starmer has announced his resignation as Prime Minister and leader of the Labour Party, ending his tenure at Downing Street amid growing internal pressure from his own party. Starmer stepped out of 10 Downing Street with his wife receiving cheers and applause before delivering his resignation statement. He recalled his arrival at Downing Street 2 years ago as the proudest moment of his life and said he entered politics with the aim of changing the lives of millions of people. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared Minister of Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal's article highlighting the government's efforts to strengthen the legal ecosystem, promote ease of justice and make public services more accessible for citizens. In his article, Mr. Meghwal said judicial institutions serve as the bridge that enables every stakeholder to develop a sense of trust, belonging and association with the larger pursuit of justice and collective good. The government has approved the continuation of the central sector scheme designing innovative solutions for holistic access to justice, Disha, restructured as Disha 2.0 for a period of 5 years from the 1st of April this year to the 31st of March 2031. Ministry of Law and Justice in a statement said the scheme has a total approved financial outlay of 255 crore rupees. And with that, we end this news bulletin.